Blog Talk Radio.
It's Chaz time.
It's a baller thing, make it to the Hall of Fame. Yeah. And if I don't, at least I tried. I was born with pride. Never wanted no handout. I stand out. Pace is needed in this game. I never ran out. Cause all I ever wanted was a victory. Running circles around competition like it was 60. I gave everything on the court. Yeah. And when it's all over, let them say I was the true sport.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to True Sport Radio with Chastity Melvin. As you heard, you know it, all day, every day, I'm a true sport. I'm true to the game, and I'm true to the listeners. That's why I have a great guest on the show today, Rusha Brown. Played with me back in the day with the Cleveland Rockers. Yeah, Cleveland Rocks, and we rocked that city when we were there. Then we have Rusha Brown, founder of the WPBA, and she's in Tampa, Florida at the Women's Final Four. Rusha, it's great having you on the show this morning. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Chaz. Glad to be here.
I'm excited. So, Rusha, tell me a little bit, tell the listeners a little bit about where you grew up, your family history, a little bit about your background.
Well, I am a Carolina native, true Southern Belle, down in Charleston, South Carolina. So I was born in New York. I am a sports fanatic, picked up the ball for the first time in the 10th grade, and have been in love with the game ever since. And so I've just primarily lived in the States, but my 10 years overseas has been a really, really big part of my life.
Speaking of playing overseas and playing basketball being a big part of your life, tell us some of the places that you played and how basketball just really took you around the world.
Chaz, I've been so fortunate because I was lucky enough to play in 5 different countries over the 10 years. And just make connections, and basketball has been such a great opportunity for me. I've been able to meet friends like yourself, both nationally and internationally, that have, you know, been really important in my life. And, you know, basketball has just given me a platform to be able to make some changes in the lives of the young ladies coming behind me, because I know this game changed so many things for me while I was playing and just gave me an opportunity to do so much better. So that's what it's about. Basketball has been one of the best things that's ever happened in my life.
Basketball being one of the better things that happened in your life, what was probably the second best thing that's happened in your life?
I have a silly little 2-year-old, and I will say, until the point that I gave birth to her, my life was completely about me and just everything that I wanted, but I've taken on a completely different approach now, and understanding that motherhood is really about providing a legacy, not only for the people that are coming behind me, but for that little girl who watches me every day.
Having that little girl and starting up, Rob, this is a two-part question. You started up the WPBA. Tell us a little bit about what that organization is about and what it does.
Okay. Well, the WPBA is an organization, and it's structured to assist women who played professionally either in the WNBA and or in Europe. You know, when that career is over, when you leave the game, or unfortunately sometime when the game leaves us, and we have to transition into mainstream society. So we just make sure we're committed to providing support and resources for career transition, higher education, philanthropic engagement, and spiritual and psychological well-being. So we just want to promote the sisterhood of the WNBA and the women that have played, and just make sure that we are willing to assist in everybody's journey to attain excellence in their next career.
When you were starting the WPBA, you had your little girl. Talk about some of the challenges you had raising your daughter and trying to start your own business.
You know, it's just really difficult because as a mother, you want to make sure you're there, you don't miss any moments. But also as a mother, you have to provide. So you really have to find that balance of, you know, being the person that is always there for care but still putting food on the table. So I know I had to travel a lot. I was in school, just trying to manage my time and just making sure that she got everything that she needed. But I've got a great support system in place with my family. My mom and my brother all live in Atlanta. I've got great friends that have visited and spent time with her. So she's in a position where she's going to have some great people around her and just really making sure that she's getting everything she needs.
Rusha, during your career, maybe post-career, what was one of the biggest challenges that you dealt with, and how did you overcome that challenge and still be successful?
I would say maybe during my career, I wasn't very balanced in the sense of everything was basketball. Like, I don't know that I knew how to multitask personally and professionally. So I was always, like I said, it was everything basketball. But in my transition, I think one of my biggest challenges has been understanding who I am off of the court and how to use those personality traits and attributes to help me transition into that next phase in my life, which is another reason that I ended up starting the WPBA. I saw myself, as well as a lot of my sisters that had played in the game, struggle with the same issue. And just really being able to figure out, you know, like I lived in Europe for 10 years. I speak Spanish, Italian, and French, but I never thought about how to monetize those traits. So just really trying to figure out who I was without the game.
That's interesting that you spoke about how you didn't have balance. And it's one of the big reasons why you created the WPBA. And we're kind of like on the same wavelength here because I was just like you. I was all about basketball. I really had multitasked well. And then when the game stopped, the game of life didn't. So I was out of balance. And I was able to get my online certification, life coaching certification. So I'm really passionate about inspiring other athletes and helping them with wellness, balance, and spirituality. So we're going to end up working together a lot, aren't we, Rusha?
We are absolutely going to work together. I've got some meetings while I'm down here in Tampa, just really being in a position for the women who play the game at the highest level to be in a position to help the young ladies that are coming up behind us, be it from high school or in the college ranks. Because, you know, at some point, not all of us are going to play professionally, but you have to transition on to the next thing. And with what you're doing as far as being a life and career coach, you provide a platform for them to understand who they are so that they're more successful even after dealing with you on the court and off the court. So there are big things planned for you guys, and so I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, the game may leave us, the game may stop, but life doesn't stop, and there's challenges
life
that come with it.
Life does not stop.
It's a different ball game than just physically preparing yourself on the court. So nice to have you on, Rusha. And tell us a little bit about some of the events that are going to happen at the Final Four, and then I'll let you get back to all that action down in Tampa, and I'll see you down there soon.
You know, Tampa's going to be really fun this year. Last year we did just a viewing party for the retired players, just as a means to try and get together, catch up, and see who's doing what. But this year we've taken it a couple of steps further, and we're planning, you know, just to be active in the community. We've got quite a few ladies that are partnering with the Tourneytown activity. So we've got some autograph signings. We've got Vanessa Hayden, who was on The Biggest Loser. She's doing a healthy cooking experience over there. We also have a free basketball camp in Tampa for middle and high school girls at Jefferson High School. And then after that, the highlight is going to be the celebrity basketball game, which is all retired WNBA players. We've got about 20 women that are coming out to play and another 20 to 30 that are coming out to watch just because everybody wants to be a part. But some of us are not physically capable of playing anymore. So we'll be at Jefferson also. So, and after that, you know, we're going to hit the town and hang out at Epic Night Lounge. And on Sunday, we have another viewing party at Ferg's Live from 6 o'clock until 10:30. And then we have another after party at Drink. So we are really going to experience Tampa, be able to engage with the women that we've played with, our sisterhood, and make sure that we make a difference in the community as well.
Well, Rusha Brown, you and I both know that wherever the professional women basketball players overseas or in the WNBA, wherever we transpire, we inspire. And I look forward to being a part of the event this weekend. Everybody listening in, Rusha, tell them where they can follow the WPBA on Facebook or Twitter and where they can follow you to get more information for this weekend and for future events in the coming years.
Awesome, Chaz. If you want to follow the WPBA online, our website is WPBAlum. That's WPBALUM.com. On Facebook, it's Women's Professional Basketball Alumni. And then on Instagram is Women's Professional Basketball Alumni as well. Twitter, the same thing. So, you know, and myself, everything is Rusha Brown or Rusha B. We're really excited about all the activities that we have here in Tampa and just being able to expand the reach and the brand awareness of all the players that have, you know, moved on to transition from the sport and even working with the young ladies that are currently playing so we can help them prepare for what's next in their lives. So, Chaz, I can't wait to see you come down here in Tampa. The party won't start until you get here. So hurry up.
Yeah, you know the party doesn't start until I get there. Listen, the last time I played or I had something to do with the game in the Final Four. You know, I dropped 37, so since this is the first celebrity game, I'm trying to make history again. Although, I'm
going
to need some supernatural powers to do that. But,
well, I received those supernatural powers on your behalf, so we'll be ready for you, and everybody's really excited. I've been talking to the girls, and I got an unexpected call from Fran Harris yesterday, and, you know, she signed up at the last minute. She said that jumper is going to be somebody's problem, so we're going to see what happens.
That's awesome. Awesome. I looked up to her. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for your time. Rusha Brown, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in, and you know I got to have you back on the show to talk about what happened in this Final Four and what's coming up in the NBA playoffs, because, you know, we know it all about the game of basketball.
You know I am on board. Sign me up, and I'll be there.
All right. Talk to you next time. Listeners, stay tuned.
Right.
We'll be back right back with True Sport Radio with Chastity Mel. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to True Sport Radio. If you missed it, I had guest Rusha Brown, creator and founder of the WPBA, on the show. And we're going to have big things this weekend in Tampa, Florida at the Women's Final Four. Yes, there's going to be some great games going on between Dame, Maryland, and, you know, everyone's ready. And South Carolina, of course. And, you know, earlier on the show, we had Coach Dawn Staley come on and give her quotes about being disciplined. The disciplined person can do anything in life. And when Dawn was on the show earlier, I told her, listen, Dawn, I'm going to have you back on here after you make it to the Final Four and win an NCAA championship. So hopefully I spoke that into the universe, and hopefully she gets that championship. But it's going to be tough with some great talent down there in the Final Four. Again, this week, for my True Sport of the week, I would have to go with Serge Ibaka from the Oklahoma City Thunder. If you guys have the Watch ESPN app or you have DVR or you watch ESPN, please go check out the kid from Congo, Serge Ibaka story. It was written and produced by Grant Land. It's an awesome story, and this guy just had an undeniable belief in himself and a dream that he was going to make it out of the Congo and play professional basketball. He worked out, ran when he didn't even have food at home. He didn't have a place to live. He lived on the street. And now he's just a huge ambassador for his country. He goes back and gives back to his family and his country, and is just an ambassador for those that are left behind and those kids that look up to him. And he just, in this documentary, you got to go see it. You got to go watch this, because it's empowering, it's inspiring. And it just shows you that if you have a belief, you have a dream, and you just believe in it with almost a little naivety, you will accomplish your dreams and goals. Again, this is True Sport Radio with Chastity Melvin. Thanks for tuning in. You could have been listening to anyone in the world, and you chose to listen to me. And I appreciate that. And a great show. Hey, caller. This is True Sport Radio talking with Chastity Melvin. What's going on this morning?
Hi, I'm calling in from North Carolina. This is Darlene Cannon, and I'm listening to the show. And I just really want to call in and just congratulate Chastity. I knew Chastity when she was in North Carolina. I actually coached her AAU when she was a ninth grader. And I just wanted to call in and just give a shout out to her.
Hold up. Stop, everybody. My AAU coach, Darlene. What's going on? You know you're speaking to the host. It's my show. You know how I do.
Oh, it's my show.
It's my show, Darlene.
Hey, I was listening to you on online, so I didn't know if this was live or not. So when I called in,
yeah,
I didn't know if I was talking to a recording. Hey, girl, how you doing?
Yeah, this is a live show, and I forgot to ask callers to call in, but you know, I was excited. It's early morning, and I had to get Rusha off the line because she's got a lot going on in Tampa. But thanks for calling in, Darlene. Everything's great. You know, I'm just transitioning into the game of life, trying to start some things up and what I'm passionate about. And Darlene, you'll never believe it. I coached high school basketball this offseason.
Well, great. We're just proud of you down here. So I just wanted to call in and give you a shout-out.
Keep listening to the show and spread the love. Get everyone to tune in because I'm really passionate about inspiring people with the stories and the gifts that I have on the show as entertainers, coaches, players, just to keep let people know that everything we do isn't easy. You know, life isn't easy, and you just got to overcome the odds to be successful and never give up on yourself.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. So I didn't know where you ended up, but I'm glad I connected with you on Facebook and you're doing well. So, hey, when you're in North Carolina, give us a shout-out here so, you know, maybe we can get together. I know you're busy, busy, busy. Where are you staying now? Where are you?
I'm staying in Atlanta right now, but I get back and forth between North Carolina. I try to say I live both places, part-time. Part-time I'm in North Carolina, right near Fayetteville. I go right back home. I'm either in Fayetteville or Raleigh, and then I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, so... Just
okay.
Getting the.
Good.
But I'll let you know. Thanks for calling in, Darlene. This is my AAU coach. This is one lady that just got me started in the right direction and gave me confidence in myself as a basketball player. And I never forget the people that helped me get to the point where I was in my career. And I learned a lot from you, Darlene. And keep doing what you're doing.
Great. Thank you. Have a happy Easter.
Thanks for calling in. Happy Easter. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
True Sport Radio with Chastity Melvin, and that's my AAU coach, Darlene. I'm just so excited this morning. I love it when people call in, and you guys, sometimes I get excited, but if you tune in online and you click on the link, you see the guest call-in number is 323-657-1453. I will get better with that, but just in case I don't, call in anytime, and I will answer and speak with your host. Tell me what's up. Tell me what's on your mind. Let me help you help me this show a success. Again, it's Good Friday. Happy Easter, everyone. Congrats to all men and women in the Final Four. My pick is South Carolina for the Women's Final Four, but it's going to be tough because UConn is on a mission as they are every year. And in the guys' tournament, Kentucky trying to make history. Hopefully they'll get it going on, but there's some great teams in the Men's and Women's Final Four. Congrats. Make the best of your moment. Enjoy it because it's few and that moment is very hard to come by. Again, thanks for tuning in to True Sport Radio. God bless. And remember, it is what it is. It ain't what it ain't. And everything is everything.
All I ever wanted was a victory. Run a circle around competition like it was 6 minutes. I gave everything on the court. Yeah. And when it's all over, let them say I was the true sport.